Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Stephanie's Guided Tarot. From coast to coast and around the globe, I am Stephanie, your host for today, and you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Coming to you live and direct from Northern California, we are a live call-in show, guys, and I'm going to be doing live free mini readings all show long. So if you want that mini reading, please call in at 714-816-4628. Make sure you press 1 to get in the queue, or we're going to think that you are just listening. You can also join us in our live chat room at any time during the show at psychictalk.net/live. I also am going to be doing, I did the live feed last week, so I have the 10 names of drawing for the people that won the 10 free minutes with me. I am going to be releasing 5 of the names in the half part of the show, and then I'll be doing the other 5 names at the end of the show. So make sure that you guys are listening in to see if you hear your name getting called. Also, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a professional tarot reader and a psychic medium. I'm a third generation born gifted. I've been doing professional readings for over 26 years. It's my life passion. I am an empath, a light worker, and I'm definitely here to answer all your questions. I have a very rare ability to be able to look into situations and pull details out of it. So I do not do general readings. So if you're calling in today and you have a question for me, be prepared to be very direct with your questions. I don't do one cards or things like that. I need to be able to grab an energy. So be really specific with your question for me. And if you want to bring up somebody, I need their initials or their first name. I'm going to be moving kind of quick today because I've got a lineup here. I'm going to try to get through as many people as I can. So make sure if you're listening in, you dial 714-816-4628 and press 1 in order to get up into my lineup. So I'm going to start the show off today with my first caller. And our first caller is area code 484. Area code, what's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, Stephanie. This is Tonette calling you from Philadelphia, PA.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. I still haven't had any direct contact coming from Desiree. She did post something in the last 2 days. One was very disturbing. It was a Bible verse. I don't know the exact Bible verse, but it said that a lot of people are going to be going to hell or whatever. So that was a little disturbing. Then yesterday she posted an actual post that she wrote stating that she hasn't been able to hear for 2 weeks. She went to the doctors. Nothing is in her ears. So now she has a hearing test scheduled. Now, I told her a couple years ago, because I'm very psychic myself, I told her directly to her face, because that's how I am when I do my reading, I told her she has MS. And I feel like this hearing loss is part of the MS, because it affects your brain, it affects your spine. She falls. Her mom has MS. A lot of her family relatives have MS. So my question to you is, when am I going to be getting some communication so I know if I'm coming or going in this person's life? Because I feel like I don't know what to do anymore, Stephanie. And there is somebody else from my past. Her name is Michelle. I keep thinking about that person, too. And that person has had drug addiction, heroin addiction. Her child died. But I removed myself out of that situation because she decided to, you know, well, I didn't remove myself because of the addiction stuff, because she was in recovery and she was clean. But I removed myself because she was lying and she got involved with a man and was in a full-blown relationship telling me, oh, it's just a joke. So
the one thing that I'm hearing is that even though you had, you know, like, those are not successful relationships that were being directed towards you at that moment. You know,
right.
you come into these people's lives, you're somewhat of a healer. When it comes to this lady that you're talking about, Desiree, I am getting I'm getting 3 to 6 weeks, darling. And again, the way she's coming in is very weak and disappointed, and she's trying to abandon her current situation, okay? So it's the same energy, but the time frame is I'm getting 3 to 6 weeks on her.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I hope I was able to help you out,
Desiree.
It's just a mess because I don't know what the universe wants me to do here. You can see how a position that I'm in with these people, and I feel bad because my heart is breaking, but look what they have done to me, you know?
Yeah. Well, you got to go about your daily existence too.
Right.
At the same time while you're waiting. So all you could do is just pray, darling, for their safety and that they'll contact you. And we know what I read with you multiple times. So we know her situation is dire and we know it's messed up. So, I'm just waiting for that cord to kind of snap with her, for her to make the call. That's when it's going to happen. All right. Well, I'm glad we were able to talk today, and I'm glad I was able to help you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to move on to my next caller. Let's see what area code and number we're calling from. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling me from? 510. As we go, 510.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, this is Stephanie. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing fine. This is Tasha calling from California. I have a question. I know it's probably far out there, but I had purchased some tickets to see one of my favorite celebrities in October, and I want to know, will I be able to meet this person in person instead of just at the concert?
All right, well, what's the name of the person?
CB.
Their name is CB?
Yeah, initial CB.
I know who it is.
Yeah, my dream is to... meet this person.
You are going to make it to the concert, but I am getting unfavorable news when it comes to being able to meet him face-to-face. It looks like you're going to see him passing. So
okay.
You might be able to get there a little bit early. And you know how you watch people go in, or I do get you seeing him walk by, where you get so close to seeing him walk by. But I got in passing. So I do know that you're going out of your way to kind of meet him. So you're going to get closer to him than just the concert, but I do not believe you're going to be able to shake his hand or, you know, get that direct contact, but you are going to get really close.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Do you know when, like around when? Do you know, like, around when?
Well, I got it around the concert time. That you're going to make it to the concert.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, darling. All right, you're welcome. You have a good day. All right, we got a big lineup here, and I know I'm going to move people a little bit fast through here, do my best to answer your questions, and then move on. So I got another area code caller in. I got 773. Area code, what's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hello, my name is Jamel, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Jamel, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. What's going on?
I was just calling to see what coming up for the rest of this year in regards to, like, finances and love and stuff like that.
Okay, those are really general, and I don't like general questions. I want you to break it down to kind of what, like, be a little bit more simpler to me, not so broad. I need something specific to grab onto.
I'm working on a couple projects. Will they be successful later this year?
All right. I could do that. All right, so I got two projects, but I get one of them that where I'm getting some opposition, and I'm getting differences between you and negotiations. Okay, it looks to me like hold on. I do think that you're going to take a partial loss on one of those plans or one of those projects. You are going to take a partial. So a partial loss. It means something that you have invested into or make an attempt with. You're going to have to make a new plan or make more of a personal effort to be committed to selling your idea or to make this project go through on one of them. And I think that's the one that you're having the hardest attempt at, where you're having a difficult time launching things. Troubles keep coming up. Keep having to face stuff. You know which one I'm talking about when I say that? Which project that's the most difficult?
Yeah, there's one in particular I'm thinking about.
And that one, I got a lot of caution around, okay? Like whoever you might be dealing with, that might be your problem. Who you're going to deal with, because I know you're doing it by yourself, you're like entrepreneur, but I do still see you trying to sell or negotiate.
Yeah,
to
that's
move forward.
True.
And this is where I'm getting the caution. I don't want you being taken advantage of and then you having a hard time getting this off the ground even further when you're on to the next step. So that one I want you to be a little bit more frank with, a little bit more bold with. And if you're feeling a red flag in your negotiation, back off. Don't get taken advantage of. I think it would ruin it.
Okay.
So be a little bit more patient with it, you know, because I get like some bad influence around you trying to pull you in a different direction, or it would be like taking the project from you.
Okay.
So on the other one, the first one where I got you've already begun, and I am getting it being more meaningful or it's not as difficult. I do get that one taking off, but that just brings in the financial for you to gain, for you to grow more. So it is coming. I just think that during your endeavors here, that you are having a difficult time facing with other people that want to take advantage of the situation and where they don't want to, you know, no money coming in, where no pay, you know, like take advantage of you. Just be cautious getting that one particular project off the ground.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, darling. And if you guys want a full session with me, all you guys got to do is go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. And every Thursday through the weekend, I always run a special. If you book 10 minutes, you get 5 minutes free. And if you book a 15-minute session, you get 10 minutes free. So if you want that private session, please go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. All right, we got another caller on the line. I got area code 917. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, my name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, can you hear me better? Yeah. Is it better?
Well, how can I help you?
I'm single, and I'm just trying to see if I see any love interest coming in. Hopefully
a
summer.
New love interest coming in?
Yeah.
Okay, I am having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, I see a new love interest. Do you see any love interest coming in?
Yeah. Yeah, and you are dating. Hold on. I do think that you're having a difficult finding somebody that's close to you, you know, like spending, like, because I get like talking to people or meeting people, but you backing away, that you're looking for something more meaningful with marriage, and you don't want a difficult situation where they live too far. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so far away, you can't date them. So
yeah.
I'm getting this lady coming in. And I do, like I said, I am seeing you being very generous, and I get you dating a couple of women. But one is one that you meet, I really like her, okay? I get her to be a slight bit younger than you, not very much, though, but she is younger. I get dark hair. I get her to be she is a businesswoman, but she doesn't have any children either, okay? So it looks to me like she might even be kind of new to the country, okay? Like, I get someone that's not from America but lives in America. I get her looking, so I get you meeting her within 1 to 2 months. I do definitely get romance, and I'm getting that the only situation that might be a little troublesome is, I think you might be different religions.
Okay.
That
I'm
might
open,
be,
though,
I mean, nothing's ever perfect.
No, you know what? I'm open right now. If I have somebody I can connect with or meet my standards, I'm willing to work on that.
Yeah, that would be the only really thing that I would get a difference on. But I don't feel, like I said, I think that you're, right now what's important is falling in love, marriage, and family is what is
yeah.
on the plate. So this would definitely be the energy, but the only danger, and the reason why I say different religion is because I felt like your family had something to say, but you were strong enough to tell you that to be the boss of your own life.
Yeah.
That's why I picked it up. But I do like the fact that she makes her own money. She's very kind. And between the two of you financially, I do get a lot of wealth. I do get being very comfortable. So you work very well together. And I'm excited that you're meeting her because I think you've met a lot of duds or a lot of women that were either lived very far away that you got. It's like the ones you did like lived too far away and you couldn't
yeah.
make anything happen to them.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. Yeah, always something, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, I kept getting this one is not far. This one is close enough
okay.
to make something happen with. So I'd love to hear that one. When you meet her, call me.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You got to keep me updated. She's not coming far at all. All right, darling.
Okay,
you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, guys. We got area code 678 next. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, Stephanie. This is Wanda from Georgia.
Hey, Wanda. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Stephanie, I wanted
you
to see. Yes, I've got the landlord where at my work. She's really picking on our business. And can you focus in or tell me why is she doing that? Is she trying to kick us out? Or Kay.
Let me see what Kay's intentions towards you guys are. What's her intentions towards you? Why is she doing that? All right, hold on, because there is something she's going to surprise you guys with. And I do feel it is a loss. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another power that's a higher than Kate telling her what to do. I'm going to see if you're going to lose your job. Let me look and see if you're going to lose your job. Thank you. Okay, so I'm not liking the vibe I'm getting at all from this woman towards you, especially. And I mean, I'm seeing the others, but you know, mostly I'm focused in on with you. And I'm getting some bad news coming your way that's going to surprise you, and I feel it's going to cause you some misfortune. So you know that you are approaching the end of that job, right? You do know
no.
that, right?
No.
All right, I want to let you know what I'm seeing here. I think that you need to probably try to, I don't think there's any kind of peace you can make. I think that they've got some problems and they're doing, they've got to be, I just got like a strong conviction to cause some balance. And right now I feel like that they're trying to move things around or they're getting ready to make changes. I'm getting somebody higher than Kate, which would let me know it would either be her boss or somebody that would be really high up there, the partner, something that's offsetting everything. And I do get a lot of people being lost or changed around. I need you to be, you're a part of that.
Okay.
And I'm getting it within the next month or two. It could even be a little sooner than that. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if in 2 to 3 weeks, you were starting to notice that they were cutting people out.
Because we have a contract for like 10 years in that is a shopping center.
Well, there's something going on here where I don't know if they're going to be able to keep that. If they're, I think they might be doing something to cut it, to change it. And I want you to be aware of it. Okay, because I'm not getting positive things. I'm getting things that would let me cut. You know, someone that doesn't like. I'm getting things that would represent things like you being part of the past and them changing on for the future. And I don't feel that this contract is going to hold up if there's not a lot of if you guys aren't holding up your end. And they're able
okay.
to prove it. And I feel like you guys have not been holding up to their satisfaction. Or whatever facility you're working at, there's problems going on that they want to cut out. They don't want to deal with it. Unexpected things.
Okay.
So I don't like the outcome of this is to me, I feel they're going to let things go.
Okay. They're going to let things go.
Yeah, just be prepared. Just be prepared.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
Thank
you. All right. We got area code 267. Area code, what's your name and where are you calling me from? Hello, area code 267.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
What's your name?
Hi, Stephanie. It's Donna from Philadelphia,
oh,
Pennsylvania.
Well, hey, Helen. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. Just getting done work. I just wanted to know, do you see any connection with E? Is he still connected? Is he still in his car, living in his truck, or...
Well, let me see if there, what's going on with E towards you right now. And I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Also, after the reading, I got something to tell you.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do think that he has been thinking about, I do get the thought of you, okay? So that lets me know you've been in a thought. I just feel that he's been unreliable, okay? So he hasn't reached out. He is frustrated with the situation with you, and he's fickle. So, I mean, is he done with the situation? No, because I'm still getting he's frustrated and he's fickle. He doesn't know what to do. There has been a separation put between the two of you, but it's because of the controversy between the two of you, okay?
I don't know what controversy, but...
Well, not getting along. the not getting along the last meeting that you guys had together. You guys didn't get along, even though you tried.
Oh, God. Okay.
You get what I'm saying? I have to, he's going off of the last energy of that when you guys were together. I do get that he's thinking about inviting to see you again. This is challenging him because I do feel like he's getting tired of the situation or the conflict. But at the same time, I do still get another invitation to see you coming, and it's coming.
Okay.
He's being conscious about you. I think he's deciding, I get that he is going to decide to be friendly towards you. So, I know you want to be with this man. I wouldn't withdraw from him any further if you want it to work. Okay?
Okay.
Because if he's calling to be friendly and wanting to see you soon, then we don't want to withdraw. We want to be sympathetic. We want to let him know that you're calm, completely calm. Otherwise,
right.
I feel like you're not going to see him. Do you get what I mean? So answer the phone. This time I think you'll actually get the phone call, so I don't think you're going to miss it.
Right. You don't see him near that other apartment or person that's totally disconnect?
No. But guess what? And since you're on the line and I'm about ready to announce, you were one of the names that I drew out of the hat. So you do have a 10-minute free session with me. You just have to make arrangements. You were one of my names.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So just get with me after the show sometime and we'll figure out what time we can squeeze you in. You can go a little bit further with him.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Right. No, you're welcome, Donna, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, guys, we're coming up on that halfway point of our show. On Friday, June 14th, Soul Realignment Series. You know, we got Kathy Shergan and Dax. Dax is one of my favorites. But they're going to be hosting the show and doing live mini readings throughout the show. You don't want to miss out on that. And on Saturday, June 15th, there's going to be no show. It's Dax's birthday weekend. We got to give our producer a little bit of a time off. So Dax and Mary are taking the Saturday off, and they will be returning on Saturday, June 22nd, with open lines and mini readings. But on Sunday, June 16th, we have a special guest. We have an angel practitioner, Sherry, and she's going to have a host with her called Sharona. I'm horrible with these last names, so I'm giving you their first names. And they're going to be doing live mini readings also during that show. You don't want to miss it out. On Monday, June 17th, there's going to be two shows, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern. The Map to Our Being on the Wisdom of Your Soul show with Janice. Also at 11, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have live remote from Phoenix, Arizona, Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance with our host, Catherine Hand. All right, so if you want to look at our upcoming shows, all you got to do is go to psychictalk.net, and you can see all of our upcoming shows, our live shows, and they all go to your time frame. So if you want to click and you're interested, please go check us out. All right. Also, I'm going to name off four more names out of my drawing. So the first five. So we got Donna Gray, which I just read for. She is one of the ladies that I pulled the name out of her hat. Thank you for liking and sharing my video. The second person is Seema Gill. The third person to win a private 10-minute session with me is Deborah Lother. Lowther. We also have Yvonne Brown and Cindy Bonnet. So we've got Seema Gill, Deborah Lother, Yvonne Brown, and Cindy Bonnet, and of course Donna Gray. Those are the first five. I'll be doing the other five names at the end of the show, so please listen in. So if you want to claim your reading with me, just go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. And then you can message me, text me. We'll figure out a time and get you in. All right. All right. So we're going to go on to our next caller. We have area code 631 on the line. What is your name and where are you calling me from?
Oh, hi, Stephanie. My name is Rose and I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Rose. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. What's going on, darling? How can I help you?
I was just curious. I'm trying to figure out if I should change my job and go to this other sales job. It's a totally different sales, but I'm trying to figure out which would be best for me. I just wanted to see what you have with the cards.
All right, well, let me see if you switched to this different, this new sales position or job, what you could expect. Mm. All right, darling, I don't like it. Don't like it at all.
Okay.
I do. This one particular sales job, I actually get you having a very difficult time making money. And more so than what you'd be dealing with now. I got like they have a good sales pitch or like a good plan that they have, but then I get a lack of ambition and I get someone that's being a hypocrite. And then I get flattery to intrigue you, and then I get laziness. Do you understand?
Not too much.
So, well, every time I'm getting a positive, I'm getting a negative here.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
feel like it is what it appears to be. I feel like you would be coming in low, and they would be taking advantage of you.
Oh,
making
okay.
money off of you. All right. And I got situations arising at your current job. So you're not very serene there at the moment, and you are alert that, you know, that you could do better.
Right, right. So
I do think that you are going to end up leaving this job, but not for this current job. Okay. I'm getting within the next couple of months that you're going to be getting something different, where there would be more of a possibility for you to move up instead of staying in a stagnant position. Also, I get where you'd be having more freedom, where you'd be traveling, doing a little bit more things in that area. You're not going to be able to realize your goals where you are now, so you are going to leave. But it's not this new job. You're not going to take it.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I wouldn't take it.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's what I was
you'll
leading
be starting
towards.
Something new here in the next 4 to 6 weeks to me. They could be even a little bit sooner than that. Because I do feel that you're trying to overcome a difficult situation and you're making some moves. You're looking.
Right.
Keep looking.
Yeah.
Keep looking.
Okay. All right. Between 4 to 6 weeks, you see something new?
I got you something brand new. And I think you're going to find it within the next 2 weeks, though. But you haven't ran into it yet. It's something you haven't seen.
Oh, all right. All right. That sounds very good. All right. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Enjoy listening to you.
No, you're very welcome. I hope you have a good day.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys. I've got such a long line of callers on. I'm trying to get you guys in through. So you holding on isn't in vain. So let me get to the next caller. Area code 401 is next. What is your name and where are you calling me from?
Hey, Stephanie. My name is Carrie, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hey, Carrie. How are you today?
Doing good, minus the rain. Thanks for taking my
call. Well, what's going on, darling? How can I help you?
A plethora of things, and I know you're not doing general readings or anything. I wouldn't be that vague, but I'm kind of going through a transition at the moment, separation of sorts, or just sort of a, you know, regrouping, if you will, in my love life, assessing whether to stay in a property transaction that we own together, and just cut ties altogether, or, you know, whatever. Either way, I don't feel as though I'm getting the full truth, and I'm not sure where it's coming from, whether it's personal deception or, you know, in the business arena. So any messages you have for me?
Well, what's his name?
His name is Keith.
Okay.
And I have a little inkling of my own, but sometimes I feel like across the board it's sort of one of those situations I probably won't get definitive closure from, but my God.
Right. Well, I'm kind of looking to see what you can expect to happen with the situation altogether with Steve. And what's coming up. He is ignoring opportunities. I do see him shying away. He doesn't even really want to talk.
Right.
He's uncertain about really. I feel like that he's being vindictive in a way. At some points, I do get the feeling still there that he doesn't know how to preserve. I don't think he knows how to fix things. It's gone a little too far.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
You get what I'm saying? Because on one hand, I get that he's made a really bad decision, and this decision that he's making right now with you and like the combination of you two, he's really making a bad decision. I just got faulty. He's not putting himself in a favorable position at all. And I do feel that, you're more sincere than he is, and this is just really making you disgusted, disappointed in him.
Absolutely.
I do feel like you're going through this little stationary period, but it doesn't last long. I do get you being able to take more control over your financial situation and you being more in a favorable position than him. That's for damn sure.
It's been difficult.
Sure. I mean, I'm kind of like around. I'm glad to see you're able to take more control out of this.
Yeah.
And I feel that you're trying to be kind to him or more social, but this guy is just. I think you're starting to see him through a different light, a different veil. It's not the same for you. This financial growth, though, is going to put you in a position for you to start to give you some confidence. You're going to be able to accomplish a few more things. And then I get you actually being engaging in more social and business stuff on your own. Like you're able to take another leap of faith.
Absolutely. That's wonderful.
Growth.
Wonderful to hear.
So,
that's what I'm working on.
I get him, even though he's shying away and being like this rebellious person, as you get successful, I feel like he wants to try to talk now that you're not tied.
See, with me, my gut feels as though he's lived sort of a double life and he missed out on the opportunity to have this successful venture due to distractions, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to allow that lifestyle to continue. He's a firefighter, too, so he has that ability to come and go.
Because I feel like after you get everything taken care of and you're on your way to – because I feel like you're turning your money into more money.
Right.
All right? And with him, I don't feel he's doing the same. As a matter of fact, it's like he wants to maybe possibly develop something again and try over. But I don't think you want to at this one certain point. You don't want to – you might forgive him a little. I don't know. It's like you can't forget, you know?
Right.
He just wasn't
Absolutely.
Fair towards you. He's not being fair. His intentions haven't been sincere. And I do think that you're going to make way for somebody new. I know you're not planning on it right now. I do see somebody new coming into your life this summer.
That's cool.
It's going to be very abrupt. I don't think you're going to be looking for it at all. But, you know, you're an active, attractive woman. You've got her shit together. You're appealing. You know? I feel like the combination. So right now, like, I do feel like spiritually you're okay. You're very strong. You're blessed. I think that you have a lot of confidence here. I know that you're going through a hard time, but that financial aspect and come up, it feels so damn good. I just for you.
Good.
You get me what I'm saying? It fixes a lot of things where you're satisfied. And I feel like you're already kind of spiritual, so I'm feeling this combination between the financial and spiritual prosperity where I get a good balance.
And I do get rebirth. You know, you making these changes in your life are going to bring changes. And I know it feels hard right now, but you're making the right decision to take control again. And I get you to be very accomplished, getting a reward for doing these changes.
Well, thank you. That means so much. I think I needed to hear that today. So I know
yeah.
I'm on the right path.
And
that was great.
At the end of the day, I think the last hoot for you, and I know it's sad, is the fact that after it's all said and done and he crumbles and loses his money or he
right.
does not make wise investments, he's going to want your forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. He'll still never admit, I think, what distracted him in the first place.
Yeah.
It was a rental property. So it's like we're going through a divorce almost without the marriage, you know, but I mean, in your
yeah.
early 30s, I think. 3 years, if you're not on that track, it's just time to, like, shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
Excuse my language.
Well, I mean, for you, I'm getting this action that he's of defiance that he's doing towards you.
Yeah.
It falls in his area but benefits in yours.
Right. And it hurts, you know,
you
because
see?
Who knows if I'm on the other side of that. I feel like there must be something or someone, rather. But it is what it is, you know. I mean, I've gotten over that part. It's just, you know, to hear it makes me nice to
yeah.
hear the truth. But I'm thinking more of a coworker.
Well, it looks not. I mean, I actually like the energy that was coming up, and then the fact that after you were done with this, that you were going to be meeting somebody new, and you weren't even looking for it. It's just and it's not on the internet. It's not it's real life. You running into
yeah.
somebody in real life. Because you're active and you're making money and you're making moves and you're looking good and that exuberance
and
around you is just very attractive.
Is what I would like. Yeah. Well, thank
good
you so
you.
Much.
No, you're welcome. All right, you have a wonderful day, darling.
You too. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. All right, guys, I want to let you know that I am running a special this weekend every Thursday. If you book a 10-minute session with me, you get 5 minutes free. And if you book a 15-minute session with me, you get 10 minutes free. All you got to do is go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com for more information and feel free to text me. All right, I got another area code up. I got 480. What is your name and where are you calling me from? Hello, area code 480. What is your name? Where are you calling me from?
Hi, my name is Kelly from San Diego.
Well, hello. How are you today, Kelly?
Hey, I was wondering, do you see me getting a job soon?
All right, let me see. Yeah, and you're going to be changing what you do, because I get a change and a reversal of what you normally would do. I got it within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're waiting. I actually do get like you're waiting to hear back from something coming up that's not
mm-hmm.
very far off. It would be before that. So, so you must have went out on something or you connected with somebody because I feel like they're going to want to see you. Or they just saw you, one of the two. Okay?
It's
so
two jobs, yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I get
well,
one
how about,
out of two jobs.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to make a decision. So you're going to get offered two jobs coming up. But the one that makes the most money is something in a different area than what you normally have been doing. It's like touching on a different area, but the same kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to get something outside of my area. And then the other two are in this area, but I really want to be in another area. But we're going to see how that pans out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get an option. So, like, right now you're looking for a job or something. But then I actually get two of them coming pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to make a choice out of one of the two. But, again, I think it's going to be something that's different than what you normally would do.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm trying to get out of my little rut somehow, some way. Okay.
It's like you're testing the sincerity or your feelings against
right.
something else if it's going to work out, which is good.
Right.
I do think
right,
it would be
exactly.
a good decision.
Yeah. Well, how about a lump sum? Do you see that lump sum coming in for me? Because I've been waiting for that. It's overdue. I don't know if they decided not to give it to me or not.
The what? I didn't hear you.
A lump sum of money. But I don't know if they decided not to give it to me or not. I don't know if it's still coming because it's way overdue.
Way overdue.
Is it a lawsuit?
No. No.
All right, let me see if you're going to get this large sum of money that you're looking for. Huh. Well, they're going to make a decision coming up, and I did get money. I feel like there's this lady that's just got other things going on that she's not trying to take control or putting her energy towards it yet, or she's doing it on purpose. I don't get her to be a very nice lady. But, yeah, you're going to get some money. It's coming in with about – it's not when you want it to. I'm getting it, like, 8 weeks from now, a couple months from now.
Dude, that don't even make
no sense. Maybe a little sooner.
Yeah,
huh?
I know. I know she's doing it on purpose. I know, because that's how they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I don't like her at all. She's kind of like a bitch. She just don't want to do it. She just,
yeah.
It's like she's got other things to do. She's not rushing it.
No, she's doing it on purpose. Not that she got,
yeah,
she can't do it.
Yeah, and the more you call down
just,
there or something, the more she delays it.
I don't even, or maybe... I'm asking about it psychically, and she doesn't want it. She's feeling me pulling on this money.
I do get you ultimately getting this money that you're looking for.
But not
but
when
she's
I need
just
it.
Laying the crap out of you.
Yeah, I shouldn't even say that. You shouldn't even say that. She's gonna hear this.
That's
crazy. No, you're fine. She already knows, but okay. Well, it is what it is. I can't stop people from being total jerks, can I? It's not against the law, is it? Nope.
No.
Yeah, only when I do it is against the law. But okay. All right. But I guess I'm going to have to count on these two jobs. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Well, you too. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys, we got another caller on the line. We got area code 917. What is your name and where are you calling me from? Hello, area code 917. All right, I'm going to move on to the next caller. That one didn't pick up. So area code 470 is next. What is your name and where are you calling me from?
Hello, my name is Casey, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. My question is, I've been in need of a car for about, 7 or 8 months. My vehicle has been torn up. And I've been borrowing my brother's car, but it's breaking down also. But I had went and looked at 3 cars today at this buy here, pay here car lot. And I just wanted to know if you see me purchasing one of those cars or if I should purchase one of them.
All right. All right, I guess you're going to be dealing with a man over there, and I do think that he's going to try to get you in a vehicle. The only thing is that I think that you might have to wait another week or two before you put the money down, okay?
Okay.
Because I get you are going to get a car within the next 3 weeks. I do get you being a little bit uncertain about this man that you're working with because I don't know if you feel like you could trust him or not, but you can, okay?
you are so afraid to buy a car that's going to be bad. So I do get you kind of testing two different cars, so you have a choice. Like, there's something that you're looking at, you're going to get some wisdom, you're going to do some research. So there's two cars that he's going to offer to you, you're going to be able to get into. And it's not exactly what you want, but I think it's because you don't have that freedom to make the choice really that you want because of the financial.
Yes,
you're on a budget. You are on a budget. So you're going to get something. It looks to me like you're going to get some information regarding the two to see which one. And then I get you going down and giving him the money and working really hard to get this car. So you're going to get it. It'll come. You'll make a choice.
Okay.
So you'll be driving in the next 3 weeks, darling.
Okay, thank you
unless
so
it's
much.
3 days, unless it's 3 days.
Oh, okay.
You get what I mean?
You yes, ma'am. You wouldn't happen to know what color it is, do you?
No, I don't. But I know that you're going to look to see which car is more honorable. So it looks to me like whatever choice they're going to give you, you're going to go and you're going to try to figure out which one would be the better buy for you. Last longer, more reliable.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. All right, you have a wonderful day, darling. All right, let's see. We got one more caller online. We got area code 845. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Derek from New York.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, good. What's going on? I'm glad you waited.
So I did have a question. So I'm debating between two job offers that I have now, and both of them have pluses and minuses, and I'm not sure whether to take one of those jobs or continue with some of the interviews that I have coming up over the next week.
All right. Well, you're looking for financial. I get right. You don't want to have no trouble. You're looking for a new beginning. To be honest, can I be honest with you? I think,
sure.
Okay, I do feel like out of these two jobs, one of them is enticing, or I feel you going more in that way, but I still get some type of trouble or a loss of money. So I'm getting a new beginning, so something new is coming in the process very quickly. And I do think you're going to go a different way. You don't want to be restrained. I get you're very good at what you do. You want some freedom. You want to be self-reliant. You want to be left alone in a way. So, like, for you to make your own decisions. So,
I'm sorry.
I don't think you're going to take either one of these jobs. You are actually going to go for something new that has more money being offered, where I get you put more in a sales position where there's more financial.
Oh, I see. And so do you think that'll be one of the jobs next week that I'm interviewing for?
Yeah, it's not the two that you've already brought up. There is trouble with those
okay.
two.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So
well,
you
you're
wouldn't...
really, I feel, see, I get that you're really good in your field. You're extremely proficient. So that lets me know that you're smarter than the average Joe in your field. And that that you're looking, you want that power. And I don't feel that you're going to go into a job where you're on a lesser playing field. So you know what I mean? For your experience. And I do get that you have a lot of free will around you when you work, so you don't need to be guided like that.
Got it.
I do get you undertaking something that's more meaningful in a business or a corporation where it's more of an enterprise where you can have the experience of more financial gain. Or because of your reputation, you're able to be more like have more authority, like have more power.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that do you get a sense of what industry? Because I'm looking at industry, multiple industries right now.
Well, I think that this one would be a kind of a new one, but it's an enterprise. It's big. It's not a little company. It might be a somewhat of a new company that's not as old as the other one, but I feel like it's birthed something. It's Fortune, so it's like Fortune 500, it's a corporate. It's like the enterprise is big. It makes money.
Yeah, all the jobs that I'm looking at are huge. All the companies,
yeah,
are really, like Fortune 50.
Yeah, something that would be still in the beginning stages, but they're making quite a fortune. There's a lot of money coming in.
Can you tell if it's on the East Coast or West Coast? I'm looking at both.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, I could definitely see if it's. I'll see if it's more towards me since I'm on the West Coast, and if it's then that way, I could tell if it's not. You'll be traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be crossing the water. I get a little anxiety about flying. Well, wow. Okay. Now I'm getting a job that might be based both places, but where you'd be traveling.
Interesting. Yeah, one of the companies
is over the water. So you're crossing waters, and you're making a decision that would rapidly advance you to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
You had accommodations being put into place. Financial wealth, this is a lot of money. Because I get a material well-being that would make you want to go. Or you would be able to go back and forth. You understand? Because
mm-hmm.
I get this job requires travel. Making decisions.
Yeah,
one
of them is based in New York, but one of the jobs is based in New York, but they're headquartered in California.
So you might be commuting, and the financial end will be really good, make it worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot of activity coming up with this next position, and I do get eaten by the water. So, and it's not your water, it's my water.
Oh, that's good. Because that's
big
what I wanted.
Difference in water. Well, water has a different life. And the West Coast, the California coast is so much different than the East Coast.
Right.
Yeah. So I see the water being completely different. So it looks like you're moving around. You're going to be having the ability to be really active and I get youthful and perceiving things that are coming in the unknown and putting things on the table, putting things together, and making money.
That's exciting. That's what I wanted to hear.
Well, good for you, and congratulations on your upcoming.
Great. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, I'm going to read off the other five names who won the 10-minute sessions with me through the drawing for liking and sharing my live feed on Facebook. And let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me give you the other five. I got a Melissa Hansen and a Lisa Centorino, Centorino. I got Jareen Wagner, Mindy Long, and I've got a Charlotte Kornberg. So let me list those off again. I'm going to do all 10 again so you guys get it. I got Seema Gill, Deborah Lother, Yvonne Brown, Cindy Bonnet, Donna Gray, Melissa Hansen, Lisa Centorano, Jareen Wagner, Mindy Long, and Charlotte Kornberg. So thank you very much for sharing and liking my video. All you got to do is go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com and text me, and we can set up a time for your private 10-minute session with me. And I really appreciate you guys liking and sharing and supporting my video.
All right, guys, if I didn't get to you today, I apologize. I'll be here next Thursday. Or you can call into tomorrow's show at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And they're doing live mini readings there. Or you can take advantage of my special. If you book 10 minutes with me, you get 5 minutes free. Or if you book 10 minutes with me, you get 15 minutes. Or if you book 15 minutes, you get 10 minutes free. So I want to thank everybody for joining me today on Psychic Talk Radio. You can catch me every Thursday, same time, same place. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. And until next week, take care. Bye-bye.